Praise God.
Gloria.
Well, had it on my heart this morning to continue with what Reverend Joel brought to us a couple weeks ago about increase. How many understand that when a word comes from the Lord, you know, there should be some weight to it. There should be some, we should put some regard on what's being said to us by the Spirit. And you might think, well, the Spirit's always talking to me. Well, he should always be prompting us and helping us throughout our day and leading us and guiding us. But there are certain times where he'll give us a particular phrase, a particular direction, a particular word. And I would venture to say that most of us in this room have experienced that personally. There's been certain times, I mean, I can say there's been certain times where the Spirit's ministered something to me, a phrase, a particular idea, a word.
Yeah.
And when it comes from the Spirit, it has weight to it. It can drop down into us if we'll allow it.
Yeah.
And it can change us. It can expand us.
Yes.
It can increase us.
Yes.
But we have to allow it to do so. And the way we allow that word to work in our lives is we pay attention to it.
Yes.
We put our focus on it. We don't let it leave our mouth. We don't let it leave our thought life for very long. And one of the ways we can do that is we rehearse it. We think about it throughout the day. I know there's been other times that something's come forth for us, and I've actually made it my screensaver on my phone.
Yeah.
I remember when we started saying, he's that good.
He's that good.
He's that good.
I put that on my phone so that every time I went to open it, it was right there in front of me.
Yes.
It helped me because when I saw it, I'd say it. When I say it, it can grow and increase on the inside of me.
That's right.
Our mouth, our saying... We will get to the word here, but our saying is very much like when we put a seed in the ground, right? Jesus referenced farmers and farming and agriculture everywhere he went, and he talked much about a seed being sown. And then we see Paul referring to that too, right? When we sow a seed into the ground, a lot takes place once that seed is placed under the soil, right?
Yes.
When it's placed in an environment where it's designed to grow. That's what a word of God is for us, right?
Yes.
When a word comes forth, whether we're, you can just be reading along in the scriptures, minding your own business, so to speak, right? And something kind of jumps out from the page and jumps into your spirit, if we could say it that way. That's a seed being planted into the soil of your heart. And when we plant a seed in natural soil, it starts to do exactly what it's designed to do. It actually starts to, that seed starts to decompose almost. It breaks, the outer shell of that seed breaks down, and what's on the inside springs forth. And something starts to increase and grow. The only thing is you don't see it at first. You don't see when a natural seed is germinating or doing whatever they technically call it. When it's down in that soil, you don't see what's happening. But we still water it. We know just naturally we're supposed to water it. We're supposed to get it in some sunlight, right? We're supposed to give it the ingredients it needs. But eventually, that which was growing underneath springs forth.
That's right.
And we can start to see that increase naturally.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens with a word from God, with the word of God.
Yes.
It's got to get planted in the proper spot. And then we water it. We put it in an environment where it can grow. And that's why I say we continue to bring these things forward in our thinking, in our mind. We continue to remind ourselves that in 2024, I'm increasing more and more. I'm increasing more and more. Why? Because he's that big.
He's that big.
And he's that good. And as we start to do that, we let that germinate on the inside of our spirit. Mm-hmm. We will have exactly what we've been saying that the Spirit of God has planted on the inside of us. Yes. So that's why this morning we're gonna go over this and just we're gonna talk a little bit about increase, because sometimes when we hear the word increase, we can get super excited. Whoa, that's great. And then we just kind of sit back in our lazy boy chair, our easy chair, right? We kick up the recliner and we think, okay, well, when God's ready, he'll just bring the increase.
Wow.
But we have a part. One of the things we do is what we just said. We have to put it in our mouth. We have to put it in our remembrance.
Right.
We have to be engaged. In what God wants to do in our lives.
Amen.
We have to be engaged. So let's look at Psalm 115, because that's where Reverend Joel had us when he started. Praise God. Psalm 115, verse 14. We looked at this at the, we're going to look in the ESV and the King James here, but Psalm 115, verse 14. In the ESV, it says, may the Lord give you increase, you and your children.
Amen.
That's just a good verse. The verses all around this are good. Actually, if we go to verse 11 of Psalm 115, it says, you who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord.
Yes.
He is their help and their shield. So it tells us what type of person the Lord's going to give increase to,
mm-hmm.
right? Those who fear the Lord, those who trust in the Lord. So already we've got a qualifier, right? So if you just read verse 15 and say, may the Lord give you increase, well, that's a great verse. But we got to realize it's for certain people, right? The Lord's going to give increase to those who are fearing him, who are trusting in him. So we could say this, those who are following him, right?
Yeah.
Those who are his.
Amen.
The Lord is not just increasing any old person that's out there. He's increasing someone who's interested in him and his increase.
Amen.
And therefore, our part of our qualifier is being interested in him, in his increase.
Yes. Yeah.
So verse 15 says that, or excuse me, 14 says, may the Lord give you increase, you and your children. In the King James, it's just a little more definitive. It says, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Oh, I like that verse. The Lord shall increase you. We can say it this way. The Lord shall increase me. He shall increase me more and more. Me and my children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now my children have to qualify just like I have to qualify. Right? But there's that. Praise the Lord. But the Lord shall increase you. That's his desire. That's his desire really for every human being on the earth,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
He wants to increase everyone more and more.
Amen.
It starts with people getting saved, right?
Yes.
It starts with people meeting Jesus. It starts with people allowing God to work in their lives.
Yes.
But it doesn't stop there. The thing is, God's never capped. He never reaches a point where he says, oh, that's all I've got. He just...
Amen.
He never stops.
Yes.
So there's always more for us. There's always more to increase into.
Mm-hmm.
if we're interested.
Amen.
But we're going to have to stay interested.
Yeah.
We're going to have to stay interested. Praise God. So the Lord shall increase us more and more, me and my children. Glory to God. But I actually woke up this morning and I had a couple verses stirring on the inside. And you may think some of these verses don't come together well. I tried to tell the Spirit that myself. But we're going to look at these. And they will. Praise God. Look with me at Psalm. We're in Psalms. Well, no, like 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6. This is what I woke up this morning. I kind of had rolling around in me. And I actually had to look. I had to look it up to find out where it was. But this is Paul talking to the church at Corinth. And he said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then the next verse says this. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God. Only God who gives the growth. Now, many of us would be familiar with 1 Corinthians here, but what was happening, Paul had started the church in Corinth. He had kind of raised it up, but then there was another minister named Apollos, and he was there at the time or had come through, and he also was ministering. And good old Corinth, they were as carnal as we can be sometimes. And they were arguing over, some were saying, well, I'm of Paul. And some were saying, I follow Apollos. And they were arguing over who was a better minister, who they were connected to, and all this stuff. And Paul was like, forget that. It's not about me or Apollos. It's not about who you're, it's God. It's God.
Yes.
It's God who gives the increase. And Paul was saying, I may have raised this up. Apollos may be coming and watering what I've already started. He said, but it's God you're supposed to be looking to for the increase. Don't get focused on the man. Get focused on God.
Yes.
So let's look at this in the King James. And because that's it came up to me this morning in the King James in verse 6. It says, I've planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. It's God who gives increase.
Yes. Yes.
It's
Amen.
God who's the increaser,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't increase ourselves. And that's our point this morning. How do we partake of God's increase?
Yeah.
We can't make his increase happen in our lives.
Amen.
We can't make things happen. And so many of us, myself included, decide, okay, God wants to increase us, so here we go. We're going to gain this. You know, we get a whiff. We get a hint of what the Spirit might want us to do in our lives. Praise the Lord. We get an idea of, okay, the next step is this job, this promotion, this schooling, this relationship, praise the Lord. Whatever it is, we get a whiff or a hint of this might be from the Spirit. And then we say, okay, Spirit, thank you for that direction. You can stand aside and we're gonna take over from here, roll up our sleeves, and here we go.
Yeah.
And you say, well, I would never do that. We all do it. And I say that because I started by saying you can't just rest on your easy chair and expect God to bring the increase, right? And yet, it's God who gives the increase.
Amen.
So we've got to find a balance here. How much are we supposed to do? How much is he supposed to do,
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
And how much do we take into our own hands? Well, I'll submit to you that the Spirit wants to lead us every step of the way.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't just give you, I have this for you, and you say, okay, and then you go out and purchase it and sign on the dotted line for 50 easy payments of $1,500 a month.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So there's so much of our increase comes by how we think about God and how we think about how we think soberly about where we're at right now. All right? So I've planted, Apollos is watered, but it's God who gave the increase. Let's look at verse 7 too. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God. But God. But God gives the increase. It's God that gives the increase. Hallelujah. So, we could say that in every area of our life, but it's God that gives the increase. Yes. So with that in mind, let's go to Psalm 127, Psalm 127, verse 1. Now, this is a verse, Brother Hagin quoted this verse so much, I feel like it was really his, like he might as well have, I mean, just as much as Mark 11, 23 and 24, he also quoted this. And he would often say that, you know, everything he did in ministry, he had with this verse in mind. Psalm 127, verse 1 says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. And Brother Hagin would remind us, he'd say, notice they did build a house. The people in this verse that they're talking about, they built a house, but because the Lord wasn't in it, their labor was vanity. It was in vain, meaning they have a house without God.
Right.
They have a house without the anointing. Wow. They have the house without his blessing. Wow. Ah. So it is possible. Even as Christians, as people of God, it is possible to build something, to create something, to increase in an area and God not be on it or in it.
Right.
And trust me, none of us want that. I don't know. I've never built a whole house. But I have to imagine it would take a lot of work. Right? I've decorated a few houses, and even that I needed help,
right?
Right? Yes. Right? But it's a lot just to maintain a house. To have to do anything on our own without the Spirit.
Right.
The Bible says it's going to create vain labor. It's gonna be worthless in the sight of God. Mm-hmm. In the realm of God. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Well, you know I like the word watchman because it always refers to someone who's a prayer or can refer to that. But, you know, someone who's watching over. You know, you can do things spiritually speaking and it be in vain.
Yes.
Because you don't have the witness or the unction or the leading of the Spirit in what you're doing. So this morning, what are we? When we're talking about increase. He wants to increase us more and more in 24.
Yes.
He wants to increase us in every area of our life. But we can't just go out and take things ourselves and say, okay, Lord, increase it, bless it. Unfortunately, for your flesh and for my flesh, we have to wait on the Spirit and follow His leading and His prompting. There's going to be timing. There's going to be a progression. There's going to be an unfolding of His plan for our lives. And it's almost always going to take longer and be different than your flesh would have liked it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So unless the Lord builds a house, those who build it labor in vain. It's not Paul, it's not Apollos, it's God that gives increase. It's not It's God who does the increasing. Let God do the promoting. Let God do the leading. Let God bring the blessing.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's a different mindset than just going out and taking stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then saying, Lord, thank you for the increase.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And I know none of us in this room would ever do what I'm talking about, but let's just say I've seen others take things upon themselves. And I'm sure I've been guilty of it too, where, you know, we tried to increase ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know that verse, the blessing of the Lord makes rich.
Yes.
He adds no sorrow to it. But when we decide to take the blessing upon ourselves, I can testify there can be sorrow attached.
That's right.
There can be sorrow and lament when the bill comes. There can be sorrow and lament when the credit card company sends you their statement.
Yeah.
And you're like, Lord, I thought you increased me. Where's the money? I need the money. Well, everything's being led by him, right? Everything's stepping out in him. And so we say these things, and you can turn with me to Isaiah 54 as we're talking here. But we say these things as a help. For some of us, it could be a warning, right? For some of us, it's just a reminder of what increase should look like, how it comes to our lives. We can't just take it on ourselves, although we have a part in the increase of our lives.
Yes.
We can't just sit back and say, oh, well, the Lord is going to do what he's going to do. It's never just God. It's never just us.
Right.
It's always this relationship, this reciprocating of his part, my part, his part. We keep going back and forth, and we work together to increase and accomplish what God has for our lives. So Isaiah 54, praise the Lord. Ha. It says this. It says, sing, O barren one who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord. Verse 2 says this, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. Interesting verses. I told you it doesn't look like they all add up, but they do. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is the one who builds the house. The Lord is the one that makes us or brings the increase.
Yes.
But as we said, it's never apart from us. The thing is, most of us think our job is to go out and make something happen in the natural.
Wow.
But that is not our part.
Right.
Surprise. Our part isn't to make things happen. Our part is to believe and have faith in God's part.
Yeah.
Ding, light bulb. Praise the Lord. So verse 1 will already send most Christians on tilt. It says, sing, O barren one. You who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. That means shout. It doesn't mean like cry, like wail, like I'm up so upset. It means cry aloud. It means shout, give praise, right? Cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. What are we looking at here? This woman is barren. What does barren mean? There's nothing there.
Yeah.
right?
Right.
She wants to have children, but for whatever reason, doesn't. Whether she's not married, whether she just can't have children physically, whatever it is, her desire for increase has been thwarted. In the natural, she can't increase on her own. And God is giving her a way to increase, a way to expand, a way to give birth.
Amen.
But it's not necessarily the way we would normally think, right?
Yeah.
What's his prescription, the Lord's prescription? What's our first word here?
Sing.
excuse me, Father, but you might not understand. I want to have a baby. What is singing going, how is that going to help me have a child? I said, I'm barren, and you said, sing. So when we're looking at increase, we might think we've got to roll up our sleeves and go work harder. But God's saying, you need to have faith in my ability to produce. Faith rejoices. Faith sings. Faith cries aloud. Oh, glory to God. He increases me and my family. Glory. Faith has a sound. It's a sound of rejoicing. It's a sound of gladness. It's a sound of praise. And that sound comes forth no matter what we see in the natural. Whether it looks like there's produce, whether it looks like we are with child or not. So what's our part in this equation of increasing more and more? First part is faith. Sorry, guys.
Amen.
First part is faith in God's ability to increase us. And that's why I say we put in our mouths, we remind ourselves that in 2024, I'm increasing more and more. Why? Because he's that big and he's that good.
Amen.
Not because I'm so great, not because I've got it all together, but because he's got it all. And it's his desire to increase us in this realm. Glory to God. He shall increase us.
Yes.
He shall increase us, Psalm 115 says. He shall increase us more and more. And so it's so interesting because when you try to explain to this to somebody who doesn't have a concept of God or of our part with working with God, they'd be like, what in the world? I'm trying to tell you I can't pay my bills. Why are you telling me to sing and rejoice? Because that's what God told us to do. When you come up with zero, when you come up empty, when you come up and things look barren, when you come up, I mean, this church needs a building. And I, you know, it looks like when I look at a bank account versus what buildings cost, there's a gap, like a really big gap in that amount that is needed. But God said, if you see and you're looking and you see something that's barren and you want increase, you want something to change in your life, sing. Hey, glory to God. Cry aloud and shout for joy because God's that big and he's that good to increase us more and more, even when it doesn't look like we should. So sing, O barren one, who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. Give a shout, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more.
More.
Will be more. Will be increasing. Will be more than the children of who is married, who did it in the natural.
Yeah.
Who built their house in the natural realm.
Yeah.
without the Lord attached, who labored in vain. You can have more. Ha, ha. With God, doing it God's way, you can have more. You can increase. You can have more than anyone in the natural has, even if they have more money in the bank when you exit this earth. Because it's not about the amount of money. It's about God being attached to what you have. And if you followed him and believed him and rejoiced your way into what God has blessed you with, then you are richer, yes. Praise God,
yes.
Than anyone
Amen.
In this world.
Yes.
Sing, O Baron.
Sing, O Baron.
So good.
Sing, O Baron.
So good.
The thing is, everybody can do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
That means no matter how smart you are, no matter naturally how talented you are,
right.
No matter what you have that the world would say would allow you to increase, none of that equates with God's type of increase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise God. It means that every one of us can come up to God's standards.
Yes.
That every one of us can walk in measures of blessing,
yes,
that the world doesn't know about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Sing, O barren. Sing. And then verse 2 says this. Enlarge the place of your tent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out.
Out.
Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. So verse 1 tells us one thing we need to do to increase is to sing. We would say this, rejoice, right? We could also say this, have faith. Walk in faith, right? Be in faith with who God is and what he can do. But this gives us a little bit more instruction. And this is part of our part to increase. And I see a couple words here. None of them are necessarily comfortable words. Enlarge. Stretch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, I go to some exercise classes. We do a lot of stretching. It is not always comfortable. Let me just tell you,
yes,
right now, it is not always a pleasing feeling when you're stretched. And you start to think, I don't know that I can stretch anymore. I don't know that my body can do that. I don't think I can do what you say I can do. Because your flesh recoils when it's stretched. It's never comfortable when you're stretched. So when we say that we're increasing more and more, we're actually saying we're going to be stretched more and more. So we got to be ready for what we're saying, what we're believing for. So we see enlarging, we see stretching, we see lengthening, and we see strengthening.
Yes, yes.
Stretching, lengthening, strengthening. That's our part. And none of it's actually comfortable. And notice this, when he's talking about increasing, because in verse 3 he says you're going to stretch out to the right, you're going to stretch out to the left, you're going to expand all over the place. It's 100% talking about increase in the things of God. But verse 2, really, it's talking about our tent. The first thing that increases, the first thing that expands is our tent. And when we talk about our tent, what are we talking about? Our spirit. Right? Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. 3 John 2, right? It's our inner man that expands first. It's our inner man that stretches to gain more capacity of him and his things first. Before we see to the right and to the left, or see in the natural, right? Things expanding. Glory to God. We've got to stretch, enlarge, lengthen, strengthen. Our tent. That's me. My spirit needs to be willing to be stretched. That means when God deals with us or deals with you, I have this for you. You can't just chuck it in the back seat and say, well, when you do it, that'll be great. No, no, no. We have a part to play.
Yes.
Our part is to stretch this, our thinking, to match up with God's thinking. Mm-hmm. Our part is to lengthen the what lengthen the cords on a tent. I know very little about camping, thankfully. But if you wanted to increase your tent and make it bigger, right, you have to let the ropes out. There's ropes that come and connect to the stakes. The ropes have to get longer in order for you to stretch that tent further, right?
Yeah.
Things have to lengthen. And then the stakes that they use in the ground for that tent, I don't know, when I was a kid, we'd have little tents that, you know, you'd think you're going to stay out all night, and you always come back in at about midnight because you can't handle staying outside by yourself. But, you know, the stakes for a little tent are just, you know, they're little. But if you want increase in your life, those tanks, you know, back in the revival days when they have the healing crusades and things like that, they had those big old tents.
Yeah.
And they packed 5,000 people in that tent.
Yeah.
That's a big tent. Well, stakes that are 6 inches long, they're not going to hold that tent up, right?
No.
Well, when we're talking about stakes, we're talking about more foundation. We need to have more of the Word. We need to have more of the Spirit as we lengthen out those cords. We need more of Him.
Yeah.
More of Him. More capacity to increase and expand with what He's telling us. So we've got to enlarge the place of our tent. Our curtains are going to have to be stretched. What's that? Our curtain? Praise the Lord. I'm going to take it to be my curtains at my house. Curtains are on the windows, right?
Yes.
Where we look out. Yeah. Our vision.
Yeah.
Our vision is going to have to be stretched. Right? Our vision is going to... Because God's going to show us some things. If we really want what we're saying, which is increase more and more, He's going to show us things. It may be something in your business. It may be something in your life that needs to change. He's going to show us and give us vision of things out there. And we're going to have to be able to look at it and swallow hard and say, I, in the natural, don't see how to do that, Lord. But because you are showing it to me, I believe you. And I'm going to sing and rejoice and have faith that you're that big and you're that good to show me how to walk this out step by step and let it come to pass. There's going to be some stretching of our vision as we go into this year. Stretching of what we look at and what we see and what God shows us. Mm-hmm. And maybe a little swallow hard while we look at it and say, okay, if that's what you have for us.
Yes.
I trust you to bring this to pass, to show us how. And then once I see it, I don't just roll up my sleeves and try to bring it to pass myself, as we said in the beginning. Once I see it, now I've got to lengthen my cords and strengthen my stakes.
That's right.
So once I see something, now I'm lengthening the cords of my spirit man to Him, right? I'm increasing my communication and my capacity to involve Him in my life. And I'm strengthening the stakes of the Word of God in my life. I'm strengthening what He's shown me with His... I'm looking in the Scriptures saying, okay, Lord, You said You're going to do this. Show me in Your Word. Where is it? What do I need to put in my mouth to strengthen my foundation, so to speak, so that I can expand and walk into what You have for me?
Yes.
Ha! Glory to God. There is so much God has for us, and it doesn't stop in 24. You understand that. But this is where we're starting. Glory to God. This is where we can start, and we can start to expand what He's shown us, to enlarge our vision, to match His vision. And then we've got to lengthen those cards. We've got to strengthen those stakes. And then we'll be able, once we're doing that, that's our part. Paying attention to our spirit man, expanding ourselves in Him, in His realm, in His way, making the container, the vessel of our spirit bigger, more capacity to receive Him. And that's how natural increase comes. So different than the way the world increases. I need increase? Oh, it's time to sing. They're wacky. No, they're godly. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. They're godly. The godly one knows when faith is required. And faith is required anytime God's showing me something that I don't see how it could come to pass.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh. Praise. There's so much in here, and we could go on and on because I haven't even gotten to the examples that I have, but let's just look at verse 3 again. Amen. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations. The idea of increase is expansion, right? The idea of increase in every area is to expand for our reach to go further.
Yes.
The idea of increasing in numbers just in this church is so that our reach can go further.
Right.
So that we have more people coming, hearing the word, and going out and touching the people in their lives with that word that's increasing them.
Yeah.
The whole idea for God is expansion, increase, moving, spreading out, moving here, moving there. But it looks so different to God than it does to us in the natural. So much of it starts in the soil first.
Yes.
So much of it has to begin in a realm you don't see.
Yes.
But if you'll sow to that realm, if you'll still water that realm, if you'll make sure and nurture and get in that seed in the sunlight so that it can thrive and grow, that's where the increase starts to come in the natural.
Yes.
It's just so different than we think. Oh, God's going to increase me, so I'm believing God that by the end of the year I'll have $50,000 in the bank. You can't say that unless God has dealt with you. That's what you're to believe for. But you can believe that as I sow, I'll reap. You can believe what the Word of God has told you. And listen, if you're believing for more money in the bank by the end of 24, get ready to be stretched. Because when you look out that window into God's realm, He's going to say, start to sow more, start to give more, start to believe God for seed. It looks different for us when it comes to God's increase, but that's okay. We're all right with it because His increase adds no sorrow.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And we can all come out of 24 bigger and better, even if the bank account looks the same. That's not the point.
That's right.
The point is, if we followed Him, if we've taken what He's shown us, what our next step is, and we've walked that out, and we've put our voice to singing and shouting and praising, even when it doesn't look like increase is there. Oh, glory to God. If we've stretched and increased our capacity, if we've lengthened our cords, strengthened our states, that's when, and only then, will we stretch out to the right and to the left and start taking ground.
Yeah.
increasing in the natural realm. Praise God. Hallelujah. So much we could say. We've proven this out time and time and time again in our lives. And not that we're perfect at it, but we have learned some things as we've gone.
Yes.
So much of God's increase comes when we have learned to lose our natural preference. Right? We've learned to not look at what we think increase looks like, what we think we want. But we've started to look out the windows of His, into His realm, right? Look out of the windows of this natural realm and look into what He has for us. And say, Lord, that's what I want.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That phrase we say over and over, I like what God likes. I like what God likes. That means when I'm looking and saying, God, what does increase look like for me? Whatever He shows, that's what I like.
Yes.
Whatever He has, that's what I like. Whatever He chooses, that's what I like. That goes for things. That goes for relationships. That goes for vocations. There was a time He dealt with me to become a medical assistant in a doctor's office. I didn't know anything about health care. But He put me there.
Yeah.
That was the increase for my life then. And the people that were touched because I stepped into the right spot.
Amen.
Increase.
Amen.
Increase.
Amen.
Increase.
Yes.
I like what He likes.
I like what He likes.
Hallelujah. And in 2024,
I'm
increasing more and more because He's that good and He's that big. Did I say it backwards? He's that big. He's that good. It's true both ways. He's good and big. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why don't you stand to your feet? Ha ha. Praise you, Father. We worship you. You
know this?
Okay. Father, we're so grateful this morning for your goodness, for your bigness. Glory to God. We're so thankful. We're so thankful for the increase that you have for our lives. Lord, we say that we're going to participate with you. Thank you for showing us, leading us and guiding us to all that you have for us for this year and beyond. Thank you. And as we just say by faith that as you show us things, we will receive them and we will rejoice in them and we will gladly step into that which you have for us, even if we don't see how it could come to pass in the natural. We thank you for the increase. We thank you that you're so big. We thank you that you're so good. We thank you for all you have for us. We thank you for these next 3 nights of meetings. We thank you for the increase in our lives just by being with you for 3 nights in a row. We're so grateful, Father. We're so thankful for the all that you have. We love what you love. We like what you like. Yes. We want to serve you with all that's in our being.
Yes.
And so we thank you for showing us, for leading us, for guiding us, for helping us in all we do.
Yes, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.